How y'all doing? This is the inaugural draft episode for Then and Now. Just kind of a little explanation first, guys. We are going to be drafting. We each have our own record labels, and we're going to be drafting a producer, a writer, two headliners, and that's how we're going to rock with it. This is going to be a dope episode. I'm really excited to do it with my brothers. We got my boy Lelouch V in here with us. How you doing?
No, okay. I hate it here. I wish I was at home.
Okay.
I definitely am home.
Moving on to the other Chirac Savage. How you doing, Mr. Elusive Zigzag?
No, I'm great, bro. Fantastic. No, glad Chicago has ever said those words.
Yeah, we got my co-host, Mr. Brother E. How you doing, Brother E?
I'm doing good. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey man, I'm having an immaculate weekend. Your boy made some money, and we cooling, man. You know, we're not broke no more for the time being.
No, yeah, you did.
I like what you did there with the immaculate weekend.
Mm-hmm. Immaculate
weekend. Okay, all right.
Okay. Oh yeah. So you know your opulent experience. You know what I mean? But big words, vocabulary.
College. Anyway, college on purpose.
Of course, I'm educated.
College.
I agree.
I just want to throw a word out there.
In college. All right, guys, let's get into this. So we have our draft pool here. We have a lot of artists. I tried to make this as versatile as possible, keep a bunch of different genres, different types of musicians, people like that in this. The order of the draft, so we're going to be doing a snake draft. And the order is going to go as follows. Otis is going to have the first pick. Ethan has the second pick. Myself, I have the third pick. And then Mr. Elusive Zigzag has the fourth pick. And the way this is going to work, the person that has the last pick each round is going to have two picks to start the first. He's going to have the first two picks by back-to-back of the next round.
Back-to-back.
So I get two of them things.
So, yeah, next thing around, you get two of them things back-to-back.
Which means round three, I get two turns.
You're...
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, yeah.
Okay, so let's get this. So, Mr. Otis, you have the first pick. I guess we'll start with the first headliner. Who are you going to pick the headline for you?
I mean, this is an easy one. Yeah, you should have known this. Oh, I was going to pick that guy.
Of course. I was really? That's your first? That's your first headliner, really?
Of course. Like,
okay.
I've been doing Drake Cross this whole...
Bro, you see all these legends with legendary performances that perform live, and your first headliner is Drizzy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Because Ethan. I want to make more songs than anybody that are good, you know?
Okay, so here's another thing y'all need to understand. There's going to be a lot of trash talking. All right, y'all can't tell. This is just constant trash. This is not purely a subjective. This is trash. So if y'all have opinions, bring them on. We want to hear them all.
Indeed.
All right, Brother E, you have the second pick. Who are you going with, man, for your first headliner? This is your performer. Yeah, this is your big dollars.
Right on. And so my headliner, the one I would have chosen, I don't believe is over there. So that is not a problem. I will go with somebody else, unless Freddie Mercury isn't on there, is he?
He is. He's in the middle.
Yeah. Okay. He is.
Yeah.
Looks like Beyonce to me. But if that's his, perfect.
Right above her. Okay. Right above her.
Even better.
Freddie. Okay. Yes. Big Fred.
I'll go for it. I mean, there's no, as far as a person, if you want a reliable, like, well, semi-reliable, over-the-top, amazing headliner, those teeth, boy, they don't lie.
Okay, let me go ahead and get this pick. I was concerned at first about not having my pick still be on the board, but it seems you guys are smoking all the best drugs possible.
Michael Jackson?
Give me Mikael Jackson. Give me Mikael.
Okay. Now make sure at this show that it is for adults only, because he will
oh wow.
He will yeah.
Oh my god.
Just because it's 2021 and Mike Jack, like, he's talented, but not too PC. That's why they go with him for my first,
right. Yeah,
you by Drake. Hey, look, you're not talking to me. Drake out here talking to Millie Bobby Brown. He out here talking to 14-year-old. Right. Let's not do that.
We don't know what they was talking about.
Yeah, that's
cool. I told you what they were talking about.
Just advice. Giving her advice on just how to navigate through this crazy world.
Right.
Please come in, Sam. Please come in and do something. Save us.
All right, man. So I get two picks though, right?
No, you get one pick now. The next round, you get the first pick, and you get two picks in the next round.
So it's kind of like two, you know, later on.
I see y'all got some legendary picks up here, so I have to go legendary as well. You got to give me Kiss. Kiss is my headliner, man.
Okay. Can't go too wrong with that.
Like, that's iconic right there. So yeah.
Where did you put Kiss? I'm gonna be up here.
All right, bet. Well, yeah, I'm tripping. So, all right, now Stan, you get two more picks back to back to start the second round. In the second round, we're going for we're going writers this round, guys. We can do producers. Producers, my bad. I'm tripping. So you can get two producers.
Producers track.
Mm-hmm.
I need the Beatles and I need AC/DC. I think they're the only ones that would know.
I see what kind of label you're going with.
Yeah, right? That's the right pick, right?
I mean, if you got Kiss, I can see that being a thing.
Yeah,
if you got it goes well. Okay.
Right, I can see that.
Yeah. The Beatles may be looking at them like it's kind of crazy, though, but I ain't gonna lie.
But see, that's the thing. I think that the Beatles can add a different layer of sound to them. You know what I mean? Like, the Beatles are still legends. You know what I'm saying?
I love the Black Sabbath on here. Yeah,
they're still influencers.
I gotta go, Yay. Gotta go, Yay.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then the second producer, I'm gonna go ahead. Wait, or is it like another round? How are we doing that?
It's another round. You're getting one right here. You get one. The only person that picks two is the person in the last round. Okay. Then you get one third.
Got you.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's on you, Charlie, right?
That's on Ethan. Then me.
Or if you back out, so yeah, because the way it looks now is like it looks like it's Stan.
yeah.
It looks confusing.
The original order was Otis would first, Ethan would second, me would third, Stan would fourth. And Stan goes up the first, so it bumps Otis down to second, it bumps Ethan down to third. Now I'm at last.
As long as you know what's going on, you don't pass out, I'm cool.
Okay. Now,
even if you do pass out, we're cool.
If you pass out,
I know how to bring you back, bro. I know CPR.
And then y'all live right next to each other too, so it helps out. All right. So this is for producer, round two, producer. Producer, right. I would want. Mm-hmm. I would have to go with. Now, is this producer for a boxing match like Chris Brown or?
You have to do it.
Somebody's going to. If I didn't do it, somebody else would.
Brown.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So for producer, what I'm sorry, doing? Y'all. I'm taking him. I'm taking Jay-Z.
Okay.
Damn. Okay. Freddie Mercury produced by Jay-Z. That's nasty.
Nasty. it's going to seem crazy, but it'll work.
That's going to sound fire, though.
It'll work.
I feel like stylistically with Michael Jackson, I think the best producer on this board to go with the pair with Mike is Pharrell. Like, they're going to get, it's going to be number bops, jams, mega hits. Pharrell is that dude when it comes to that. I don't know if I wanted to make him as a writer or a producer, but I think the producer is the best way to go with Pharrell. Yeah, I'm about to have the best label. I already know that for a fact.
You sure?
Yeah. If we're in a streaming era only, then yeah. But if we selling records, then yeah,
this is 2021. I got Drake and Kanye. Like,
yeah, that's. But I feel like my label at the same time, bro. Legends all across the board. They're gonna be like, look, bro. This track, it's gonna bring out some of everybody.
It's a fair fight so far because all of them have unique sounds.
Wait, did you pick twice here, Charlie? I think you picked twice.
If you were last,
I picked twice in the next round. Oh, I see.
So we're doing this round twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, round three, I picked twice. Now we're on to the next round. We're in round three now.
Okay. Right, so now we're picking. We're not all getting another producer because Stan has two producers still.
Right, I got two picks.
Are we not doing it? I thought we were going to do an extra couple rounds, right?
But then why do I have three picks already?
Yeah, so we should all have a third pick before Stan gets another pick as well. I think, right?
Yeah, you're right. If we're picking two producers, okay. This is a good thing. This is the inaugural one, guys. So we can work out.
We're leaving all this in. We're not editing any of this all out.
It's going to be disgusting. Okay, so let me get my second one. Let me go ahead and growl.
You got it. If you don't say this one, I'm shocked. I'd be shocked.
Let me grab T-Pain.
Ooh, okay,
that was my next pick for producer.
Ooh, yeah. That's not what Stan was thinking, though. Stan was thinking something else. I can tell.
Yeah, it's cool, but honestly, this opens a door for me, so I'm not even upset.
Oh, I know. It's I see what Stan. I'm gonna see if I can get it before Stan does. I know what he's looking at. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I'd be upset. I know who you're looking at.
I'll leave it there. All right.
So, since you went twice, that means Stan again. So,
It's you because you're next.
It's me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm behind you last. So, yeah.
You're bumped down to last.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm last. Yeah.
For my second producer, I'm gonna take Anderson .Paak.
Mm. Damn. I was going to take him as a writer. That's crazy.
Wait, that wasn't true. Who said damn? That was Stan.
That was me. And it's a writer for when we get to writers, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. But that's okay.
That's okay. A tough one. Gay and Anderson. That's a bop right there, man. I don't know. Is it old year or is it new year? Because it could go either way.
Well, if it's producing, I could take any Ye, honestly. Any Ye, if it's producing. I just don't want him on a verse. Like, no verses for him, just produce.
No
verses. You don't want to scoop any poo?
Keep him verses.
You don't want to scoop any poo?
Nah. I don't need to lift myself today. Not today.
Oh, my God. Puns. All the puns. All right, brother Ethan, who's your second producer?
Second producer. All right.
He's going to assist Jay-Z in producing these Freddie Mercury tracks.
Yeah, exactly. No. So if I had to go with the next producer and know who's left out there, I'm trying to make sure that the sounds match, the sounds go together well, I would probably pick. I got to say, it's weird to do this, but I would then say Prince, actually.
Fuck. Prince.
Oh, damn it. That was my songwriter.
I knew that's what Stan was thinking about. Yeah. Here's the thing, it's for the sound that you can tell the sound I'm going for, essentially.
Yeah.
And it has to be that kind of right, eclectic, high quality thing that's the best match for Freddie.
I want my pick still on the board. I need my pick to stay on the board. I might be hurt if you don't.
So now we're on to
writers, yeah.
Songwriter round.
Yeah.
All right. So who's first here? I think
not me.
It's gotta be Stan since
Yeah.
Oh man. So
sorry, that's not personal.
That was a great.
I mean, it's great, a little personal.
Yeah, that was a great steal. Damn. I'm on a songwriter. Who do I want to go up here? It's between two for me. But I really want to stick to my guns because this particular person slept on for making some pretty lyrical songs. I'm gonna go Miley Cyrus.
Okay,
Miley Cyrus. Hey, I am ready for this group.
I can see that.
Hot take: I like her rendition of Jolene better than Dolly. So it's just me though.
Mm.
It is a hot take, but it's not necessarily accurate.
Yeah, I could live with that.
All right, so Stan, he is picked first, so that means I'm second behind him.
Okay.
Because he bumped up. Yeah, so that's me.
Okay.
And thank God my boy's still there. Give me three stacks. I want my boy three stacks. All right.
That's a good pickup. I saved him for one.
Soliloquies all day, man.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think about him writing, but yeah, he does write too. So.
Putting together science poems, all that.
Right.
Michael Jackson going off on an Andre 3000 track. Like, goodness.
That'd be interesting.
Is that me or E next?
I think it's you.
That is gonna be you next. You always gonna be before you.
I think I still always follow Otis. I think it's always
you always following Otis.
For me, looking at the board, for my songwriter, this is tough for you, actually. I'm gonna take Bruno.
That's a good pick.
I am.
That's a good pick.
It's not bad.
He could definitely hold his own.
You know what I'm saying? I figure I might as well pair Anderson .Paak with Bruno. Still, you know, like in real life. So,
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Drake rapping on some Bruno Mars bars may be disgusting.
Exactly.
Whoa.
I'm listening, baby. Yeah.
That's tough. All right, Ethan, what you thinking?
So for a songwriter, that also includes like the individuals within that group. So, I mean, but when I was growing up, the most prolific tracks that definitely helped usher in a new era of awareness for me were the Fugees. I got to put Lauryn Hill and the Fugees there as the songwriter.
Because you mean you're talking about Lauryn Hill and Wyclef Jean?
So Wyclef Jean actually having a very strong message. When I was growing up, again, very strong message there. So share my songwriters.
His fingers. Ooh, that was off key. Ignore that.
Yeah, key's overrated. Key is overrated.
No, you know the song?
No, it's not.
Key's overrated. Just let yourself in.
No.
Just kick the door down.
I will not promote that. Or that. No, we're not promoting that behavior.
I'm surprised that there's one on there that Stan would have taken that he didn't. So
there's a big I know exactly which one.
The last round, guys. This is the last round. This is going to be the last second headliner round.
Second headliner.
And I believe
this is my pick.
I believe so. Yeah, because Ethan just he went last time, so E is the first pick this time.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he just went last. Second headliner, right on. So second headliner. Ooh, for second headliner. I don't think.
I know who you need to choose for your label. I know who you need to get
for my label. What I'm going with, I have to stay on brand for my label, so I'm gonna do that. I'm going to get Aretha Franklin. I know that's not.
I knew it.
That's good.
Yeah. But it's for my label, for what I'm doing, the sound I'm trying to create, that makes the most sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree.
That's going to be, oh my God.
Aretha,
that's beautiful.
You're making an immortal track right now.
Trying to make something like that.
All right. So after E is now Stan?
Now Stan, yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. You know, last but not least, bring y'all home. I'm bringing Nirvana over
there.
I knew he was gonna pick it.
I wasn't sure. You know, yeah, I knew he was
gonna come on now.
That's his squad.
Can't be Smells Like Teen Spirit, man.
You just can't. In Bloom, Heart Shaped Box. Come on now.
Tracks. I thought you might choose Cash in there.
I was gonna throw him in the song.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I think Miley Cyrus will help modernize the entire song. Okay.
That's fair. Yeah, I thought Cash would show up
earlier. I'm last this time, right?
Yes, because you started off first in the first round, so you started your last. So I believe it's me, then you. And for my second headliner, you know, I'm surprised nobody picked any of the 90s R&B boy, like Joyce Men and Drew Hill, but
boy bands kind
of
thing.
Yeah, part of me. But you know, I gotta stay close to the soil and get to go and give my boy Jermaine Cole.
Oh, that's fair.
Give me Jermaine.
Honestly,
Jermaine.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm surprised O didn't have him in there.
I mean, no, I couldn't take him away. Because I got Drake. It's like if he's still on the board by my second headline, then of course I was gonna pick Cole, but you know.
Yeah, no, that is staying on brand. It's different, but yeah, it's staying on brand.
For anybody that isn't aware, Pop Star was Otis's most listened to song of 2020.
Mm-hmm. So that's true. It was the fifth most listened to song of 2020.
Semantics.
That's semantics. Yeah.
Number one was John Redcorn. Like, I got to play that like four times a day. But my last pick, I'm gonna pick Beyonce. I don't know how y'all left her up there.
Yeah. Right. Yes, I mean, that's very solid. That's very. It's kind of. It's almost like you're. It's not a cheat code, but it's fair.
Yeah. The high won't come for us. We just
behind you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We left. We forgot about B. Bro, we about to.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that pick is self-explanatory. It's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Beyonce. What do you expect?
Now, looking at each label,
me and E, the only one with, oh no, everybody got a girl in that group instead of yours, Charlie. That's what I'm like.
Why is that, Charlie?
Well, I'm
a misogynist. I hate women. No, I'm
proud. Wow.
Let's not do that. Let's not start the narrative. Let's run on these lists real quick, man. You know, the best label. Most bops, most hits. We got Mikael Jackson, and produced by Pharrell, T-Pain, written for by Andre 3000, And you know, we're gonna come in with the cold features. He's gonna come in through with Bob Lobo versus Journal versus. He about to come slaughter every feature with this track. For my boy Team Otis, you know, I kinda like his team a little bit. You know, my boy got Drizzy, Ye, Anderson .Paak. That's my boy. Yeah, I know that. I love Anderson .Paak. Bruno Mars and Beyonce, and I believe Kanye and Anderson are your producers, and you have Bruno as a writer, right? Babe, yeah. Beyonce and Drake on stage. I don't know. Maybe I haven't seen Drake perform live, so I can't really say how good of a performer he is, but bro, you got Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson, and Kiss.
He has a festival to himself. OVO Fest, that's Drake's fest.
But that's because his music is good, though. Is he perform well? Like, he's a good stage presence?
Right, I see what you're saying.
It sells out every year because of him, so...
Yeah, that's the music. That's the music, though. That's not the performing talent. That's like Freddie has an icon. Freddie, Michael, and Kiss all have iconic, legendary performances on stage that are renowned, they're popular because they were so great of performers at that point in time. Yeah. Drake to me is like, you know, I don't know about performer.
I'm not necessarily picking Drake for his performances. I'm picking Drake for his draw, and then Beyonce's doing the performing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Beyonce is
fair enough. Fair enough. Then moving on to Brother Ethan's label. Brother Ethan took the great Freddie Mercury, produced by Jay-Z Prince. That's tough. I like that. I kind of like that one.
Right. Ooh, that's tough. That's a crazy sound right there. That's a crazy sound.
It's destined to happen. Destined. I mean, it's going to happen in reality one day. I mean, somehow Jay-Z will resurrect both their sounds. Yeah.
And you're written for by the Fugees, so I'm assuming, I guess, just like Lauryn Hill and Wyclef are in a room together, just writing stuff out.
Basically.
And then Aretha. Oh, Aretha's. That's Freddie Mercury and Aretha Franklin together. The tough one for me. That's tough. That's I think I have the that's iconic, immortal, like immortalization on tracks.
Yes, their vocals alone, just them, just letting them belt it out. That's what I'm hoping for. Just have it, just one person. Because it's similar to Drake, too, like you said. His music by itself is the draw. Letting Aretha just stand on a stage and just sing until her heart stops. Yeah. Like, that's, yeah.
Like, I really, we're just saying, this is like, fuck us.
Like, where did Stan go?
He bad.
No, he's
there. Batman doesn't. Yeah, I'm back. Oh, there he is. I'm back now, man. They just kicked me right.
Batman. Man, yeah, he hit the city real quick.
Yeah,
I need to Photoshop a Batman mask on his face for post.
Oh wait, hold on, G, peep this. Wait.
No fucking way. This thing does not have a mask. Oh my god, I'm about to cry. He's leaving. This man really? Oh my god.
He has a mask. Hold on, G. Yeah.
Yo, my wife made this, bro. Hold on, bro. Look at this. She made this.
From the go.
Wait, she made that?
Yeah, she has to get the straps to it, but this is like the Revenant mask from fucking
my god.
Apex.
That's even scarier, yeah, scarier like, than like, Batman.
It's crazy.
You like Death from Darksiders.
Yes. That's what it is. That remind me of. I couldn't quite place it, yeah. What's that dude that's on Overwatch? The guy that has like a skull face there.
I wasn't big Overwatch player, so I can't tell you.
Is it Reaper? Maybe you think it's Reaper.
I think it's Reaper because that's the one with the two revolvers.
Yes. Yeah.
Getting into last label, brother Stan.
Not the least label.
You said the least label, Stan? I agree.
And I said no. I said not the least label. E. Open your ears.
Boy, God. Kiss, which I love. I love the performance. I got to listen more Kiss music. Produced by AC/DC and the Beatles. I don't know how I feel about that one yet. You know, I feel like it could be really good. For me, it's either hit or miss for me. That's good or bad.
This is not so that miss.
Like, I can't imagine like Beatles and Kiss working together or anything. Like, so like I don't know what like that would even start to sound like. But I mean, you can't ignore the talent in the room, obviously.
Exactly.
Right. And I think that fun is the eclectic nature of it, how it's so juxtaposed. Yet amazing.
And I think I like teaming the Beatles with Miley Cyrus. I feel like her songwriting is gonna give a different transition to Kiss. Like Kiss can,
Confused. Think with Miley,
Nirvana, and AC/DC. Oh my gosh!
Right.
I really wish you could have had Miley as your second headliner, because like Miley with Kiss, like I feel like with any of these bands, I feel like she matches them and like complements them really well. She may take the show away. That's tough. That's tough. I like that.
But you can't undersell Nirvana though. I mean, Nirvana. The thing is, like,
you can't exactly. You cannot. Well, that was exactly.
I just think Miley's such a great singer. You know, Miley's such a great singer, but Kurt is a performer. He's gonna rock out. He's gonna be right neck, right there with Kiss. Let's just start playing fucking Smells Like Teen Spirit, and everyone's just gonna start going.
Like, people hear that first chord and it's like it's over. Like it's literally over.
It's done. And it's a great way to close a show, I think, too. Having Nirvana perform close a show well.
So. The crazy thing is, I think every headliner on here has like a track like that, where it's like you hear the first note or like a first chord, and then people know what it is.
Kanye.
Ding. 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 Ding.
Well, you press the one key, you know what
it is. Yeah.
Go on, man.
Yeah.
I spent a whole day learning how to play Homecoming on the piano. Bro, when I mean my fingers were cramping up so bad, my hands. My hands are big as hell too. So I'm fucking up and hitting keys at the same time. At least 50,000 times watching this YouTube video, learning how to play that. Yeah, that man kind of.
Now I'm hearing the song in my head.
the only song piano chords that are more iconic than that are like Lupe Fiasco's for Superstar.
Mm-hmm. I love how each one of these labels have like their sound, like it matches up really. It's like it's kind of wild, like again, thinking about all these artists working together, you never think they would work together, but the sound,
you're not gonna hear a bad track.
No, there's no reality,
you're not gonna hear a bad track. It's just gonna be like if you rock with it heavy or not, but it's not gonna be bad.
Did you watch the 85 Style Show when T-Pain was talking about how he met Michael Jackson for the first time?
No, what happened?
He said he went to Michael Jackson. He said, Carl was like, you went to Michael Jackson house, T-Pain? He's like, yeah, he said Mike Kell. He said he came in there and he said Mike had on the Dirty Diana boots. He's like, he had them on. Wow. What cartoons do you watch? And apparently Mike's voice is deep as shit, according to T-Pain. Wow. Like, apparently his voice is a lot more between Prince and where you think it is.
But we've heard MJ in interviews though. I guess he's still putting on the character in the interviews.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it the bartender? He's coming. Let me tell him something nice. Yeah, that's just a quick side story. I love if y'all haven't seen that interview, I need to watch the interview. This shit is hilarious. Mm-hmm. T-Pain is a funny dude. I love T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain is funny.
What the fuck?
Really, Akira? Really, Akira?
Oh, what the heck is that, bro?
No. Well, guys, let's go ahead.
Walk from my laptop.
She just smacked the shit. She was like, fuck you. This is my podcast now.
And on that note.
Yeah. Let's close it out. Is there anything you guys want to plug before we close out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on the Bay Network, of course, Loose Cannons featuring Mr. Otis East, soon to be featuring Mr. Staniel, aka Stan, aka Elusive Zag, and of course, as our regular Charlie is on there as well.
You forgot about the Dark Knight for Stan. That's the bigger one. We started with that for now.
Yeah, he really. I mean, he's darkest. He's gone.
The more who people who know that, the
blackest one.
Come on, my identity, bro.
Oh man. I guess before we close, I'll take the time to plug again. We have an update video on the page to remind everybody, but we have the History of Halloween video essay that me and Ethan are working on right now. It's going to be dope. It's going to be like an endeavor that I'm taking on personally. I don't know about Ethan. He's obviously a comic creator. So, and then we got Stan breakdancing. Anyway, and lastly, keep in mind, I think, is it registration for the gaming tournament done? And then over with?
Yeah, that's over Thursday, and the tournament is actually Friday, so I don't think this is going to go up by then, is it?
Possibly. I can get it done tonight, maybe, but it is what it is.
I don't know if you have, like, a schedule for, like, how you release these, so I can't. I mean,
this is a new type of video. I don't know when we're releasing this shit. We got to plan it out for when we're doing these and releasing them.
But I say regardless, promote it. Even if it happens, if it's released afterwards, promote it now so it's in case it does come up before.
Right. I might as well just Charlie worked so hard on the commercial, so I'll play it.
All right. DJ, play my shit.
Hey, anyone watching this? I'm Loosh V. This is a message from Butterproof Entertainment. Us here at Butterproof Gaming want to let you know about our next big event. On October 1st, we'll be hosting our very first video game tournament. This will be an online Mortal Kombat 11 tournament. We will have Mortal Kombat Extraordinaire, Armani Events is our MC. Our grand prize is going to be $250 cash. $250 cash. We'll be giving out cash prizes to our top 8 contestants. And we'll be raffling off some cash in between matches, so there's plenty of reasons to tune in. There is a $10 entry fee, and you must be able to stream the Twitch upon entry. And since this is an online tournament, a strong internet connection is required, because if you have repeated connection issues, you will be disqualified. To enter, all you got to do is go to our Butterproof Entertainment link tree. You have to go to the Butterproof Entertainment link tree, click the link. Yeah, I'm going to end that there, because there is a slight update to this commercial. It's the same process. You go to the Butterproof Entertainment link tree, you click the link, it'll take you to Facebook and not smash.gg to register for the tournament. You also have to make sure you send your $10 to the Butterproof Cash App to get entry as well.
$250 grand prize, man. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Get your money.
Get a bag. Get your money, bro.
Get you a bag with Butterproof Gaming, man.
Yeah, I'm talking no mess about nothing unless you join these tournaments, bro.
Right. You can't no smock. I love how Oda said it twice in the ad, too. It's like $250 cash. $250
That's what
cash.
I said. I got to read it.
It's so important, bro. It's so important, bro. I love it. Real quick, then, since we're doing everything else, I almost forgot another show that's coming to Bay Network under the approval of the Bay producer himself, Mr. Otis East. Is a show called Superhero Sexualis. We're going to have all these people be on there. Even Staniel himself will be on there soon. So here's a quick little ad for that, real quick.
I'm sure we are all aware of the phrase post-nut clarity, which means the opposite end, the pre-nut fog. Because it is bad decisions are made. Bad decisions are made. When you're horny.
God, I wish I was a man for once in my life, because I would write a fucking book called Prenut Fog, and it would be like a collection of, I don't know, memoirs. Like,
yeah. That being said, he's...
Yes. Right, so yes. And wow. Remember, the Prenut Fog t-shirts are coming soon.
Get them made.
Echelon right. Novels to get that.
Echelonnovels.com.
I'm buying one of those. Kids,
why not? Why not?
Anything else, guys? Anything else, Stan? You want to plug? You want to plug
Shout out to Onsoru Go. Shout out to Bay and my boys, Bay Entertainment. The Halloween special that Dev talked about. There might be some more sprinkled in there. I mean, y'all don't know. Of course, y'all do know. I'm also a writer, so I do write stories. Big plans for those, but also stay tuned for Onsoru Go, the app. I will be uploading my short stories there.
I got that clip too.
Oh, you got the commercial? You got the commercial, that's fire. Y'all check this out.
I have not seen this.
What did I put it under?
It may be under it. Check out Loose Cannons. We can edit this. Check Loose Cannons.
Yeah, we'll edit it out. It's fine.
We can edit it out.
It's why we do pre-recorded, baby.
It's gonna change the background though.
I don't care.
I send you this game.
I want to see this commercial.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not there. I know I got it on my phone. Hold on, I'm just gonna.
It's a commercial for Stan's comic or
no?
It's for the app where I'm gonna drop the comic.
It's the app. Okay, the app that you put in the comic or the book series on. What are you considering? Are you considering a comic?
It's more like a book. It's like a novel with pictures, like a novel picture
like a light
book.
Novel.
Yeah.
Hey, upload it to the Then and Now one, to the brand.
You can put it there if you. I think there's more room possibly. Yeah, there's definitely more room there. Oh, Dale, you want to just go ahead and end it with the either or just for the sake of it, or you rather not?
Yeah, we can. I didn't know if you had one prepared. I meant to ask.
I can make one in it because I know I've never seen Stan do either or, so I can make one up in like 3 seconds. Let me
think. Oh, yeah, say less. Yeah, go ahead.
I got it. Okay, I got it.
This is the plug segment, I guess. We're just plugging shit.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Really quick, last plug of the day, I guess. We are me and my.
Yeah, plug your book.
Edie, our own comic book that we're going to have come up.
Yeah.
Bring it up. Name and all the other information is coming soon, but we're currently working on it now. We're getting art done for it. Starting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I can't wait to see it done in its totality. And it's going to be branded underneath the Then and Now podcast. So we'll get that out to you guys soon, hopefully within like maybe a month or two, possibly. But we'll see where it goes or how long it takes. It's my first time producing something like this, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I'm proud of you, bro. Let's get it. Proud of you. Yeah. Proud of you. And already I can say that with complete and utter, you know, seriousness, it is so much better than Stan Thomas. Oh, he's right there. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was here.
Yes, my ears perked up a little bit. I swear you were talking some shit.
I would never.
It baffles me. I don't. I'm sorry.
Someone who chooses like Yagami over Dexter Morgan. I can't imagine why you.
Someone who makes the right sane decisions based off pure facts and not emotion. How could you ever?
Wow, so much confusion in the air. I think
children. Let's not fight.
Fine.
Yeah,
all right. I got the commercial. There it is.
Yes, perfect timing. Shout out to my boy Okugawa for making that beat, bro. Stay tuned, y'all. I'm so excited for that. Y'all talk about you want manga, you want stories made by people that look like us, man. And gay echelon on Sogo. That's what you need to be supporting, man. For real, for real.
No, that was
hell yeah.
It's dope.
I was entranced. That was very professional. Well done.
Yeah, that was some hypnotism in that beat. Lastly, the last segment that we're gonna go through before we close out here, guys. We close it out with an either or. Brother, you have requested this, so let's get this started.
All right, the rules are simple for either or. I will give two options, and you have to choose one of two options, and you have to show your work old school long division in third grade style. Now, has anyone here not been in third grade?
I was homeschooled.
Y'all are. You're fine. It's okay. You know, Charlie
Mason's arm. Their grade.
All right. Here we go. It's quite simple. Either you have to do the fusion dance and become one with Kanye West and produce an incredible album. However, you also have to take on a lot of the traits of Kanye West. We all know what that dude is like. I mean, it's a fusion. It's a full-blown fusion. You are going to become part of one with that being. Or you have to do a fusion dance with Michael Jackson. You will have to produce an amazing album with that guy. However, you have to take on a lot of the traits of him as well. So, who will you do the fusion dance with to become an icon?
For me, it's kind of set. Like, it has to be an East-West fusion. Like, that doesn't even make any of the option. Like,
Oh my God. You're corny. It took me a while. What is he talking about? And I was like,
it's because the humor is that lowbrow.
An East-West fusion to form the compass.
He's literally East.
Never in my life would I am
a compass. Okay.
It's equator.
The equator.
The
equator.
We gave you that. Equator. Fair enough. Happy birthday to you, Otis. Happy belated birthday present there. We gave you that one.
Never would I thought in my life I would hear Otis East make a fucking pun. Oh my God.
And no, maybe hell is frozen.
That's interesting. I never held my breath for that. That's O's bread and butter, man.
I was like, I make a lot of puns. That's one thing. That was an easy one though. Like you said, he literally said you have to do the fusion dance.
It is. I honestly didn't, but I guess because I'm so not used to you doing puns. I know Stan is.
I don't think I've ever heard one.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. Anyway, you got me. You got me.
This is
what you think
Michael Jackson. I heard he had a whole like amusement park in his crib.
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was Bubbles. A trap.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not going for that. Leave Mike alone, all right?
But like it's like both.
Where is the gift? Where is the it's a trap gift?
Akbar, you mean Akbar his ship?
I'm putting this in there now. Upload this. I'm gonna get this in there.
We gotta have an Akbar thing in the hotkeys.
And then right after that, you gotta do the 21. This is trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
We're still waiting on you, Daniel.
It's like be trapped with a Kardashian or be the trap. You know what I mean? It's like.
Right. Hey. Don't forget to wear a MAGA hat, too.
Yeah, you do. Remember, you're fusing with
But then you also may or may not have to like molest little boys. I mean,
see, well, that's so the thing. I feel like
allegedly, allegedly.
He said guns hot. He said fire hot.
I said may or may not. I said may or may not.
To say like, hey, Mike, bro, we can't look, bro. Little boys ain't invited, bro. That shit too weird. We're not inviting little boys over to the crib, dude. All right, we're not doing
even Gary Coleman. Like,
Gary.
Not the Gary. The thing you have to understand, though, it's a fusion. So you're in one body, and your thoughts may become tainted or changed. It's not.
Here's the ultimate thing, though. This nigga Mike can moonwalk. I'd be able to fucking moonwalk and defy gravity, like you know, the lean forward and stuff. Come on, man.
Yeah, I saw. Mike. You get this.
Mike.
Okay.
I think, I'm going Mike. I'm going to have to fusion with Mike, bro. And I might get lighter over time, you know, but y'all going to have to love me for that, bro. Just support me through it all.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Now, your nostrils will get slimmer. You get really, really slim nostrils.
But you didn't say that before.
I'm sorry. It's part of just one slim nostril.
Okay. Will that affect my singing voice at all?
Yes, but in a good way.
You saw it didn't fake mics like that. Mics was
ultra spread. So now Dev, like, you're not beyond scrutiny. What's you gotta choose too.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? I'm going to Mike Jackson. Look here.
Come on.
He's trying to hang his firstborn out a window.
What's the first
We'll get to that. Hold on.
That builds a ton of character, I think.
Kind of character.
Look,
you're a writer, goddammit.
That is
I have a super bass voice, so me combined with Mike Jackson is the ultimate singing voice. Like, I get any note on any spectrum, there's no note that I cannot touch if we are one person. Also, rather allegedly,
there's
so boys than guaranteed to betray my people, Mr. Otis. I support black women, get on HBCU.
that's true. He said he's willing to put up with Kim and all that just so he can be an equator.
But in that state, though, you gotta remember that means that he, as a fusion, Otis East West would be able to bang Kardashian real estate too.
Okay, so he's nice. Banging a medicine.
It's a perk.
And he has a lawyer.
It's also cursed, though. Like, I mean, we all know it's cursed.
Right? It's like maybe y'all remember Poltergeist. He's like, you move the headstones, but you didn't move the bodies. That land is cursed. I feel you. That Poltergeist land, but it's still,
go ahead. You pop one of them implants, you're gonna be real hurt.
Yeah.
Nah, he's got another one.
Bro. I'm sorry. I get Kanye money too. That's in rotation. He already got a couple of them stashed in the house.
Unless during the process of popping it, you'll be hurt. Like the actual that'll hurt you.
The blowback is gonna blow back.
The explosion.
Like an airbag.
It's filled with liquid.
Or something.
Toxic liquid.
I just imagine. You know that scene
of the blue woman?
when a blue woman gets shot in Fifth Element, like I just imagine that's what the liquid looked like. Oh, like, that blood.
Yeah, we got it. Oh, that.
I imagine the implant out of a butt like a chest burster.
Yeah, that's we don't know the bubble butt implant. That's
right. The thing is, it's Kim K, so we know it's well tested.
Fair.
Is it? True. Fair.
I mean, we know how it's. Yeah, it's a. By the way, all this is staying. As we get canceled immediately, and this just didn't Bay got canceled before hit 100,000.
Oh man!
Oh boy!
All right, well, guys, the closeout is.
I can't even blame it on the prenup fault.
Can't. I hate it. But it's not post nut clarity either. Let's be clear, it's nothing. It's just
this is so.
All right, guys,
we need to come up with another name for it.
We go close the episode out right here because we're hitting close to almost 50 minutes. This has been a great episode. Thank you guys for coming on.
Real quick, what did Stan? What'd you roll? Stan, what'd you roll on the die? What'd it land on?
It was a 4, which I was upset about. I wanted it to be a 3. That's my lucky number, but you know. Yeah,
fair enough. One off. My bad.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. This has been the inaugural draft episode for Then and Now. I will see you guys next time.
Inaugural.
Order something like that for you.
Peace.